कार्यम सो ही हैज टेकन वन प्रयोगा प्रयोगा मीन्स यूसेज टू इंट्रोड्यूस दिस सूत्र विप्रतिषेधे परम कार्यम द सूत्र इज लाइक दिस विप्रतिषेध मीन्स विरोध इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ व्याकरण विरोध मीन्स कॉन्फ्लिक्ट the context of there is conflict for two sutras. What do you mean by that? Suppose there is a utsarga sutra, means a samanya in general, and then there is an apavada sutra, exception. There is no conflict between it. That is not considered as conflict. We have any number of examples like that. So utsarga sutra and apavada sutra, they do not count as virodha sutras. So tulya bala virodha, that is how the word vipratishedha has to be understood. Tulya bala virodha, these two sutras are there. They are independent of each other. Each sutra has its own domain of operation. And suddenly you find an example where both these sutras could be applied. That situation is called virodha, tulya bala virodha. That is how it is understood. Utsarga and apavada sutras, they have their own way of understanding. You have to understand them in that context. Generally, utsarga sutras, they first formulate a general rule and then go on giving exceptions. So by the time all exceptions are concluded, now you know where the original sutra operates. Except all these areas, the remaining areas only, the original sutra operates. So it is like that. That is utsarga napavada. Whereas tulya bala virodha, this is a different situation. So when such a situation arises, tulya bala virodha sati, suddenly you find the two sutras which are independent, which have their own areas of operation, suddenly you find them both competing for this particular usage. They can both be applied. That is a conflict. In that situation, param karyam, the latter sutra must prevail. That is the general rule. He says, so we have this situation here, you may say, manasrathaha ityatra ritve krute hashicha ityutve gori iti lope chakprapte vipratishedhe param karyam. So there is this example, manasrathaha. It is already set example. You have to reorganize your rules to fit into that usage. It is manorathaha. You cannot come out with a new form and say this is how the literature should follow. It won't be like that. Manorathaha is sitting there. Now you will tell your sutras. That is the method. So manasrathaha, say is padanta sakara sasadishoruhu. Manarvathaha. Manarvathaha means ritve. Then now two things can happen. Hashicha, because ra is a hash, hayavarata, vana, namaganam, etc. So by applying hashicha, manarva, there I is there, ato rora plutada plute, hashicha. Apluta akara may not be there, but hash is there, you know. Therefore, U can come in the place of R, so U can come. And then U, if it comes Atmanaha, so Mana, U, Rathaha, that is one possibility. Another possibility could be Manarva Rathaha Rori. This Rori, you see, Hashicha application and the Rori application are not connected with each other. They are entirely independent of sutras. So hashicha is, there is no connection between the two. They do not belong to the same prakarana also. But here is an example, very unusual example, where both can apply. So if you apply Rori, so Rekhasya Rekhetare Lopasyat. So Manarra, that Rekha will disappear. And so Mana Rathaha, like that it is. So now what should we do about it? So Vipratishedhe Param Karyam, that is the general rule. So when such a Punyabala Virodha is there, you should apply the Parasutra, you may say. Punyabala Virodhe Param Karyam Syat. Punyabala Virodhe, in the context of a conflict between two sutras of equal strength. Param Karyam Syat. The latter sutra has to be applied. So the former sutra will disappear, will be negated, it won't apply. So this is the rule. And by applying this rule, so you look at the numbers, Hashicha is the former and Rori is later. Therefore, Rori should apply now. Therefore, that Rafa should disappear by applying this paribhasha. That is what it is, lope prapte. So as such, the lopa of the Rafa is about to happen. So the Rafa should disappear. Such a situation is it is prapte. Generally we say like that, it is prapte, that means we don't want it. Then only it as this is about to happen, means what? You don't like it, you know. So as this is about to happen, then the Vipratishedhe Parankaryam, there is another, that applies in some places, that Paribhasha has its own application. We will see various places where Vipratishedhe Parankaryam will be applied. This is called Paravipratishedha. That is the name given to it. Pratishedhe Paramukaryam. It is called Paravipratishedha. Why should you call it Paravipratishedha? Because Panini has made a few exceptions to that. He said that in these places you do Purva. So that is called Purva Vipratishedha. So to accommodate Purva Vipratishedha, this is called as Paravipratishedha. Okay? So we will come to that in Shaddhadhikara. But this is the general rule. But then there is a more powerful rule than that. Where that rule doesn't apply, this has to be applied. That is the way it will settle down. So that is the Purvatra Siddham. That is the rule, you know. In fact, even applying Vipratishedhe Paramkaryam principle, Vipratishedhe Paramkaryam is in first adhyaya. Purvatra Siddham is in Saptamadhyaya. Therefore, even among those two, which is stronger? Purvatra Siddham is stronger. Therefore, Purvatra Siddham becomes more relevant. Now here the situation is like this. So, Purvatra Siddham, Ayati Lope Prate, Purvatra Siddhamati, Veri Ityasya Asiddhaplate Utvameva. So you see, Hashicha is in the sixth adhyaya, Rori is in the ashtama adhyaya. Therefore, as Hashicha is going to be applied, these ashtama adhyaya sutra will become irrelevant. So sapada sapta adhyayi, so up to ashtama adhyaya prathama pada end is the purva. And the Rori Sutra is in Ashtamadhyaya Tritiya Pada. Therefore, it is in the Tripadi. They call it Tripadi. It is in the Tripadi. So, Hashicha is in the Sapada Saptadhyayi. Therefore, as the Sapada Saptadhyayi is applied, the Tripadi becomes redundant. Therefore, Hashicha applies. Rori will not apply. Therefore, Di Utva Mana Urathaha Adgunaha Munurathaha. It is how it is. So he has nicely introduced a paribhasha. This paribhasha is introduced here only to negate it, not to validate it. But now you know a paribhasha. So you will apply that paribhasha wherever the Purvatra Siddham situation doesn't apply. Now I will summarize the whole thing to you. You see this. Suppose there is a sutra from Sapada Saptadhyayi and one from Tripadi. So if there is a conflict between the two, the sutra from Sapada Saptadhyayi will prevail and Tripadi will go away. It becomes redundant. Within Tripadi, the Purvam Prati Paramashastra Vasiddham Syat. The Purva Sutra will remain, and the Parasutra becomes redundant. Okay? So between these two units we have settled. Within the second unit we have settled. Then that leaves the first unit. Without any connection to the second unit, within the first unit, that is the Sapada Sattadhyayi, the Pratishedhe Param Kaviyam will apply. Okay? So that is the scheme. If two sutras are there from this unit and that unit, the primary, the first unit will prevail, second unit will not prevail. Okay, and that settles between the units. And within the same unit, how to go about? In the first unit, the para predominates over the purva. In the second, the purva predominates over the para. This is the scheme. Okay? Having said all this, still there are a few exceptions in the purva, where purva predominates over para. That is called purva vipratishetha. That is exception. That is not the rule. Rule is para vipratishetha only. This way he has to arrange the sutras. It is a very tough job. But he has done it. Iti lete prapte purvatra siddhamiti rori ityasya asiddhatvate putvameva. Iti lote prapte. By this sutra, the disappearance of repha is about to happen. Then, purvatra siddham iti. The sutra, purvatra siddham, operates. Accordingly, rori ityasya asiddhatvat. The sutra, rori, becomes asiddha when hashicha is applied. Utvameva. Therefore, repha lopa won't happen. Only you will come in the place of repha. Manoratha. That is the important section. Then, next sutra. Etattadoho sulopaha akoho anai samase hali. Longer sutra. He says then, etattadoho sulopaha akoranai samase hali. Etattadoho sulopo akoranai samase hali. Again, etattado sulopo koranai samase hali. Samase hali. Kavachan, etattado sulopaha akoho anai samase hali. See, there are two shabdas, etat shabda and tat shabda. Etattado kavachan, etat shabda and tat shabda. Then, for these two shabdas, akoho, they should not have ka in them. Akoho. Navidyate kaha yesham, yoho tau, yavachanam. In that, ka should not be there. But it is not there, it can be there. Like, shaha, ka is not there. Shakaha, ka is there. Kapratyaya is there. Kapratyaya, ka is it, it is there. Ka, it is not really ka. Kap it is. Pakara itso jnya, that kind of ritual is kap. So, in yachibham, that kap pratyaya is mentioned. Anyway, so that pratyaya is there. Kap pratyaya, whether it is kap or ka, I am not very sure, we will leave it. So, that swarthe kap pratyaya. So, if it is kap, while writing, you have to write pa and pa. If it is only ka, then there is no second part. Based on that, we have to decide. I do not exactly remember. I am not an expert in Yakarana, you know.
something studied long back, I am just struggling and teaching you, really speaking. But mostly it is okay. You may doubt that way. If you start doubting that way, then there is no teaching. I should present it in a proper way. Anyway, so ka iti prachaya. This is swartheka prachaya. Ka is added, kutsitartheka prachaya. Very inferior, in that sense ka is added. For example, kutsitam shariram sharirakam. Okay, swartheka prachaya. Swartha means in its own meaning. That means there is no change in the meaning, just you add ka. Why literature is like that? Balaha, balakaha. Literature is like that, you know. So both mean same. Bala is the word, ka is the prachaya. No improvement in the meaning, no change in the meaning. That is called swartha, in its own meaning, swartheka prachaya. Now, that kind of kaprachaya can happen in atachadda. Eshaha, this person. Eshakaha, same. No difference. So that way ka could be there. And ka is there, this rule won't apply. This rule applies only to atachadda and tachadda, which are not having this ka added to them. Akoho. And this rule is, what is this rule? Sulopaha. That is the rule. Su means that prathama vibhakti pratyayam, that is su. Prathama vibhakti ekavachana, that is su. Everything else is not su. All put together it becomes a sup. But just, he is not saying about sup, he is saying about su. Means prathama vibhakti ekavachana sakara. For example, Rama Shabda is there. Ramas, it is Ramas. Prathama vibhakti ekavachana prachayam is su. In that su, is anunasika ukara and it is hit. It goes. So Rama plus su, u goes. Ramas, then sasagishoruhu, Ramar, khasanayor, visarjan, yaha, this is avasana, Ramaha. That is how Rama happened. Same way, eshaha happens. Only difference is, etad becomes eshaha. Some more changes are there. It is not as simple as Ramaha. Eshaha. So that eshas. Similarly, tachadda is there. So that tachadda, prathama ekavachanam, it becomes a saha. It is sas. Okay? So this eshas, sas is there. But the su is the su. That su will disappear. Sulopaha. Etattado sulopaha akoho. Means eshakaha. There, then it won't disappear. If ka is there, it stays. If ka is not there, it will disappear. When hali. Hal should follow. There is a parivirasa. This rule you may not apply in the context of nai samasa. Anai samase. That is parivirasa. So nai samasa, you know, tatpurusha samasa is that na brahmanaha, brahmanaha, na ashvaha, anashvaha. So that I is there. Whatever you want to say, no, add an a to that. So once you put a, atma, anatma, then it is anna. So brahma, abrahma, bhojanam, abhojanam. Did you take bhojanam? No, today abhojanam. Means today I am free, fasting, etc. So that A is the called Nai Samasa. In Samasa, A will come. Otherwise, Na as Na, it remains as Na. So when you do that Nai Samasa, not this person. So Nai Samasa you do. Aneshaha, Na Eshaha, Aneshaha, Na Saha, Asaha. So when you do that kind of a Nai Samasa, so that Eshas, Si, Asas, Si, they won't disappear. Because Parivudasa. In other situations, they will disappear. That is the rule. Okay? Now you say the vrittim. Akakarayoho etattadoho yassuhu tasya lokasyat hali natunai samase. That is the Parivudasa. Generally, Parivudasa is said after completing the vidhi, because vidhi pradhana, you know, Exceptions do not make rules, you know. So Vidhi is first settled, and then Parivadasa is mentioned with a two on the other hand. But na nai samasa. In the context of nai samasa, it won't happen like that. Okay. In Nanji only, but Nanji, there are two kinds of Nanji. One is prasajya pratishedha, the second is parivadasa. So, like for example, it won't come, this won't come. Nalu mata angasya, some such sutra is there. It won't come. Na adichi, ad ichipade, urvaprayoho, ekasavarna dirgha nasyat. Like that kind of a rule, it is not a rule, it's a prohibition. It is not an exception or any such thing, it is nishedha pradhana. It is called prasajya pratishedha. That is the name given to it. Prasajya pratishedha. Prasajya means one which may happen in the context. Pratishedha, it is getting negated, prohibited. That is prasajya pratishedha. It is nishedha pradhana. Like nakalanjam bhakshayet, you should not eat this, like that. Prasajya pratishedha. Okay, namamsamashniyat, prasajya pratishedha. That is prasajya pratishedha. But there is a statement which is not prohibition, it is mandate. Sulopa happens, but an exception. In this case alone it won't happen. That is called parivadasa. Both are nine. Two kinds of nine. Prasajya pratishedhoyam kriyaya sahayatra nai parivadasasya vijneyaha yatrottarapadena nai. This is Vyakarana people's verse. You know, Vyakarana people have such verses. So then the nai connects with the kriya and it becomes a prohibition. It's a negative mandate. Don't do this. That kind of a vakya is called prasajya pratishedha. On the other hand, nai doesn't attach to the kriya. Therefore it is nothing to do with prohibition. It is mandate only. Kriya will continue to be kriya. Na will not attach to the kriya. Na will just attach to the immediate word. Uttarapada. Anai samase. Sulopaha is the kriya. Api disappearance of su. That is the kriya. There na won't go. Na will go and attach itself to the word that is immediately following. That is immediately what is the word? Nai samasa. I is na. Nai samasa. So na nai samasa. It applies to the immediate word. It is called parivadasa. Parivadasasya vijneyaha yatrottara padena nai. That is how. So, now you may tell the meaning. Akakarayoho. Not having kakara. Etattadoho. Of etachabda and tachabda. Yaha suhu. Uchya sutratyaya is there. Namely, the prathama vibhakti ekavachana pratyaya is there. Tasya lopasyat. It will disappear. When? Hali. As hal follows. To that. Na nai samase. This lopa won't happen. In the context of nai samasa. Okay. Did you read the samasa kushumavali? You should read. If you want to have any strength in language and literature, Samasa Kusumavali is a must, a small text. If you start reading it within half a dozen classes, more or less it will be over. Once you study Samasa Kusumavali, then you are thorough in samasas. Then language is in your command now. That is an important text. You will do it sometime. Okay. So now you know the root. So saha shambhuhu, that shambhu. Saha means sas shambhuhu, okay? So tachabda. And then ka is not there. Hal, shavarna is hal following. There is no nai samasa. Therefore, sulopaha. sin will disappear. Sashambhu. Sin will disappear means ultimately it is the visarga which disappears. Because we look at it as saha. Saha, sas, sa, shambhu. Sashambhu. Ako, kin. Why do you say akoho? Atachadda and atachadda should not have ka. Vidyate kaha yayostav akau. Tayoha ako. Akau akaha akaha. So, why akoho? That means if ka is there, the rule won't apply. Then that becomes the pratyudaharana. So by giving the pratyudaharana, the adjective is justified. Right? So you say, eshako rudraha. So, eshakaha rudraha. Eshakas rudraha. It is atachabda. Hal is following, rudraha. But kakara is there. Therefore, sulopa won't be there. Therefore, su remains. Eshakas rudraha. Now, hashicha. Eshaka u rudraha. Swad gunaha. Eshako rudraha. Counter example. Next, anai samase kin. Why do you say anai samase? So, kin means kimartham. What is the purpose of saying anai samase? It means this sulopa won't happen, then it is anai samasa. So, give the prachudaharana. Asa shivaha. Asaha means nasaha asaha. Not he. Not he. Non he. Is he Shiva? Asa shivaha. Nanhi. So it is asas shivaha. And asas shivaha is there, so it is nai samasa, therefore sulopa won't happen. Asas shivaha. Stoshtuna stuhu savikam sasya. Asas shivaha. Then halikin. Why do you say hali? That means hal must follow. Then only the sulopa will happen. Therefore the counter example will be when ach follows, not hal. Atachabda, ach follows. Every other condition is satisfied, but still sulopa won't happen. Eshas atra. Eshaha, eshas atra. I is not hal. Therefore sulopa won't happen. Eshas atra. Atoro raklita raklute. Esha u atra. Adgunaha, esho atra, enyaktadanta dati, esho atra. That is the counter example. Okay? You have to say all these sutras or can you remember like that? You have to say, let us say, eshas atra, atoro rakluta daklute, iti sutrena, esha u atra iti jate, ad gunaha iti gune, esho atra iti jate, ena padanta dati, iti purvarute krute, esho atra iti siddhyati. This is in Vyakarana people's language will be like this only. There will be no beauty in it. It will go like that. Jate, 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 jate. You will have like a poem of Kalidasa or any such thing. It's okay. That is the sutra. Very nice. Next sutra. Sochi lope che padapuranam. This is the last sutra of this Sai Prakarana. Parachadam. Saha Achi Lope Chet Padapuranam. Yeah. You see, Sulopaha will come here. So it is again Sulopaha only. So Sakara Lopa will happen. Sit Sulopaha will happen. Then that saha is there. That saha is the shashti ekavachanam of tachadda nirdesha. The tachadda ప్రథమా యొక్క వచనం ఈజ్ వాట్ సస్. సో టు డెత్ సస్, టు డెత్ సస్, హౌ టు సే దాట్? సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ షష్ఠి. టూ మీన్స్ షష్ఠి. సో మేక్ ఇట్ లుప్త షష్ఠీకం పదం. పద వేరు షష్ఠి విభక్తి వోంట్ బి దేర్. విభక్తి లోప ఇస్ దేర్ యు నో. లుప్త షష్ఠీకం పదం. ఐ టెల్ యూ ది అదర్ డే ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ లైక్ నా. నా ఇస్ దేర్. నా ఇస్ ఎ లుప్త షష్ఠీకం పదం. నకారస్య ఇత్యర్థ. దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యూసేజెస్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ పాదమి సూత్ర. ఐ కెన్ గివ్ యూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. నా ఓకే. సిమిలర్లీ సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. వ్యోమన్ అగేది వేదిక ఎగ్జాంపుల్. వ్యోమ లుప్త సప్తమీకం పదం వ్యోమన్. సిమిలర్లీ సహ ఇస్ లుప్త షష్ఠీకం పదం. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ సస్. సహ మీన్స్ సస్. మీన్స్ సస్ ఇత్యస్య. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ టు ది వర్డ్ సస్. ఓకే, వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు దట్ వర్డ్ సస్? సులోపహ. సులోపహ ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎర్లియర్ సూత్ర. ఎర్లియర్ సూత్ర ఇస్ 129 అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ 130. సో సులోపహ. సో ఫర్ ది వర్డ్ సస్ దట్ సూ ఓన్లీ స్ దట్ విల్ డిసపియర్. దెన్ అచి అండ్ అచ్ ఫాలోస్. నది ఏతచ్ఛబ్ద ఓన్లీ తచ్ఛబ్ద. ప్రథమ ఏకవచనం సస్. దట్ ఈస్ పుల్లింగం ఓన్లీ. బికాజ్ ఇన్ స్త్రీలింగం ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సస్. నపోసలింగం ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సస్. సో పుల్లింగ ప్రథమ యొక్క వచనం దట్ సీ విల్ డిసపియర్. దెన్ అచి. దెన్ అచి ఫాలోస్. ఇగైన్ వన్ మోర్ కండిషన్. లోపే చేత్ పాదపూరణం. సీ, ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ స్టార్టెడ్ రైటింగ్ ఎ వెర్స్ అనుష్టుప్. ఎయిట్ సిలబుల్స్ షుడ్ బి దేర్. బట్ నౌ ఆన్ కౌంటింగ్ హీఈస్ గెటింగ్ 9. ఓకే, నౌ ఇఫ్ వన్ సిలబుల్ డిసపియర్స్ దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ ఫిట్ ఇన్ టు the eight syllables. In such a situation, the su may disappear. Lope chet padapuranam. Lope, when such a sulopa happens, padapuranam chet. You will get the pada fixed, the pada completed properly. In pada of the verse. In such situations, you may drop that sakara. In all other situations, you won't drop it. It just stays. That is the rule. Okay? From this, what do you understand? So, Panini is trying to validate certain usages. Right? In the poetic usage is there. And he is just validating those usages by adding the word lope chet padapuranam. In all other situations, like prose, etc., or when padapuranam problem is not there, in that situation you don't do this sulopa, because Achi is following, you know. So Hal is following sulopa is a different situation. Here Achi is following this sulopa, we won't do. But if padapuranam needs such a lopa, okay, go ahead and do it. That examples wise you will know. You may say sas ityasya సోర్లోపస్యాత్ అచి పాదశ్చేత్ లోపే సత్యేన పూర్యేత. సస్ ఇత్యస్య టు ది వర్డ్ సస్ సోః ఆఫ్ దట్ సు లోపస్యాత్ లోప హ్యాపన్స్ అచి యాజ్ అచ్ ఫాలోస్. లోపే సత్యేవ ఎన్నిగన్ సచ్ లోప పాదశ్చేత్ పూర్యేత. హెల్ప్స్ టు కంప్లీట్ ఏ పాద. పాదశ్చేత్ పూర్యేత. దూరి సచ్ లోప ఈ పాదపూరణం. శ్రీ గార్దభం గర్దభం కురియాత్ ఛందోభంగం నకారయేత్. లైక్ దట్ సంబడీ టోల్. ది వర్డ్ ఇస్ గార్దభ. గార్దభం గర్దభం కురియాత్ అది సంసక్తి. సో బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ పుట్ దట్ వర్డ్ యాజ్ సచ్ ఛందస్ మీటర్ ఇస్ గెటింగ్ డిస్టర్బ్. ఓకే,
you may be disturbed at all, but don't disturb the maker. That is the so that's the end of all. It is not Vartha Bhanga, Ardha Bhanga, something like that. So Chanda Bhangam na Karayet. Chandas should not be disturbed. So at one time it was like that. Chandas maker is very important. Okay. Example. He is giving there one Vedic example and one Laukika Sanskrita example. Semama Vidhi Prabhutin. It is the Vakya, mantra, Rigveda mantra. What you have there is a Saha Imam. That is what you have. Sas Imam. Suppose you don't apply this rule, then what will happen? Sas Imam. So Hashicha, Hashicha, not Hashicha. Sas Imam. Or Pluta, the Plute won't apply. So what will happen? Sas Imam. Sas Imam. So Tattadeho, that is Halim. So that is a rule. Sas Imam. Sa Atra, like that we have seen it. So Sas Imam. Okay. Yeah. Hali sarvesham bho bhago agho apurvasya yoshi. So etat purvasya roho yadeshaha ashi. So sas imam. Okay. Now this sas okay, sasajishoruhu padanta sakara, you know. Sarv imam. This word is apurva. It is having akara, purva to that. And what follows is ash. So say imam. Lopashakalyasya. Sa imam. Okay? That is shakalya lopa. If you do it, it becomes a sa imam. Now you cannot do eco energy. Because now you cannot apply eco energy. Because sa imam, sa is a okay, if not eco energy, adgunaha, sorry. You cannot apply adgunaha, because adguna kartavya, lopashyakal yasya asiddham bhavati. That yakara will come and sit there. If you purvasmin shastra kartavya, param shastra masiddham asya. So adgunaha is purva shastra, lopashyakal yasya para shastra. You can verify the numbers. Adgunaha. Six 687 Ad Gunaha. Lopas Shakal Yasya? Uh-huh. 83. So Purvasmin Kartavya Paramshastra Masiddhamasya. Therefore, as you try to do Ad Gunaha, the Paramshastra is Lopas Shakal Yasya becomes Asiddha, becomes redundant. Therefore, Ya will be sitting there. If Ya sits there, then there is no Guna chance. Therefore, Guna won't come. Sa imam, that will remain like that. If you do shakal yalopa. If you don't do shakal yalopa, because that being vikalpa, sa imam, like that will come. So sa imama vidhi. If you do that, how many syllables will come? Sa ima, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 are there. 9 came. 8 should be there. So, Padakoranam problem has come. Therefore, without the lopa of Sakara, Padakoranam is becoming an issue. Okay? Now, do Sakara lopa. See whether Padakoranam situation will be satisfied. Sa imam. Do Sakara lopa. Sas imam. Sakara lopa. Sa imam. Adgunaha. Semama vidhit prabhutin. So 9 became 8. So padapuram hoga. Therefore, in such situations, when padapurana becomes meaningful, only in the case of tachadda pullinga yakavachana, it happens that the sulopa is there. Okay? That is the Veda mantra example. Did you understand? Then the next is from Ramayana.
సైష దాశరథి రామ దట్ దిస్ రామ సన్ ఆఫ్ దశరథ దట్ దిస్ దట్ యూసేజ్ ఇస్ దేర్ దట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అ వెరీ పాపులర్ యూసేజ్ ఇన్ సంస్క్రిట్ సో సహ ఏష సస్ ఏష నార్మల్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ అప్లై దిస్ రూల్ సో సస్ ఏష సస దిశోరు సర్ ఏష భూభో అఘో పూర్వస్ యోషి సయ్య ఏష సయేష ఓకే సయేష దాశరథి రామ దాశరథి రామ ఇస్ సిక్స్ సిలబుల్స్ సయేష 3-9 హో గయా సపోజ్ ది లోపశాఖల స ఏష దాశరథి రామ నౌ యూ కెనాట్ డు వృద్ధిరాజైచ్ వృద్ధిరాజైచ్ వృద్ధి వృద్ధౌ కర్తవ్యే లోపశాఖల అసిద్ధం స్యాత్ Therefore, Vruddhi cannot do. So, Sa Esha, Lopashyatrajasa, it just remains like that. Sa Esha Dasharathi Ramaha. 9 ho gaya. If you don't do Lopashyatrajasa, Sa Yesha Dasharathi Ramaha. 9. So, in such a situation, to condense it to 8, do Salopa, Sakara, Sulopa, Sakara Lopa or Sulopa. So, Sa Esha. Now, Sulopa, Sa Esha. వృద్ధిరాదై సైష దాశరథి రామ ఏష దాశరథి దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో సింపుల్ ఏష దాశరథి ఏషస్ దాశరథి ఏషస్ దాశరథి దెన్ ఏతత్తదో సులోపో కోరనై సమాసే హలి వేరు సకారా డిసపియర్ దట్ వే ఓకే అల్లి ఫస్ట్ సస్ సకారా డిసపియర్డ్ బై సోచిలే పేచే పాదపూరణం సైష దాశరథి రామ దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ ఏష దాశరథి ఏషస్ దాశరథి ఏతత్తదో సులోప అకో అనై సమాసే హలి దాశరథి దకారా ఇస్ హాల్ ప్రీవియస్ జస్ట్ ఐ రిమైండెడ్ యూ దాట్ దట్ ఈ నాట్ ది టాపిక్ బట్ జస్ట్ ఇట్ వాస్ దేర్ జస్ట్ ఇది విసర్గసంధి వెరీ నైస్.